27 Haitians are suddenly on their way back home, deported by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. But what exactly are they returning to?
There's not adequate provisions for them in Haiti. The lack of resources, the prison system is so lacking. You are sending them technically to a place that's not ready to receive them.
For Haitians who sought refuge in the U.S., it's a devastating betrayal.
It's like a dream to come in America. So it's like you believe in something or you believe in someone and the person just decide that I'm not going to help you. I don't love you the way you love me. This is very, very terrible.
Two Haitians from the U.S. government. You have overstayed your welcome. Not a great Valentine message. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, January 21st. The deportations from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is one of those headlines that's been buried. It's happening very quietly.
But it is a big headline in the year-long aftermath after the Haitian earthquake. It certainly is going to complicate matters for all of those Haitians affected. We're going to talk about that in a moment, but first let's get a check of the morning's top news. $2.5 trillion plans, that's what the House Republicans have. A group of House Republicans wants to cut that much from federal spending in the next decade. Their proposed reductions would begin with immediate cuts of $100 billion, but they would leave spending on Medicare, Social Security, and the military untouched. Sectors like education, security, transportation, and law enforcement would see their budgets shrink.
Americans overwhelmingly, and perhaps not surprisingly, favor cutting government spending rather than paying higher taxes. That's according to a new New York Times CBS News poll. The poll shows two-thirds of Americans are willing to pay higher taxes to fund Medicare and Social Security, and they're also willing to cut defense spending. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is being transported to a Houston rehabilitation hospital tomorrow. Her husband, astronaut Mark Kelly, tells reporters the move lets him be near her as she recovers.
What really is a critical factor in this decision is the fact that it's going to let me be there by her side as much as possible, every single day.
Kelly is slated to command a shuttle mission to the International Space Station in April.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is being questioned for a second time as part of an inquiry into the start of the Iraq War back in 2003. He tells the inquiry this morning he promised to support George W. Bush during the lead-up to the Iraq War.
So what I was saying to him is, I'm going to be with you in handling it this way, right? I'm not going to push you down this path and then back out when it gets too hot.
Blair also told the investigators that at the start of the war, he disregarded advice from a top legal officer who warned that invading Iraq would be illegal without United Nations backing. Nuclear talks between Iran and six world powers, including the U.S., are underway in Turkey this morning. No sign yet, though, that this second round of discussions will be much different from the last month's talks in Switzerland. South Korea's military took over a ship that had been hijacked by pirates in the Arabian Sea this morning. They rescued the ship's 21 crew members and killed eight pirates. 2010 was a record year for pirates, with more than 50 hijackings.
In Tunisia, 3 days of mourning for those killed in the recent political turmoil begins today. The interim government says 78 people died during the unrest. And Google reported a profit that easily beat Wall Street expectations and stunned investors. They've announced that Eric Schmidt, in the meantime, will resign as CEO. We'll be talking about that later. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up and futures are up. The Dow will start at 11,822, the S&P at 1,280. The Nasdaq will open at 2,704.
Maps and recipes. Later in the hour, food historian Jessica Harris discusses her book, High on the Hog, A Culinary Journey from Africa to America. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. And the lineup has been revealed for the 2011 Coachella Music Festival in California, one of the biggest music events in the country. Later in the show, we'll discuss it with New Yorker music critic Khalif Hassana. But what do you think of the lineup? Is there someone you'd like to see on the list? Are you going? Is there a genre you think Coachella misses altogether? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, a look at the Department of Homeland Security's decision to begin deportations back to Haiti yesterday. 27 people are on their way back to earthquake-ravaged Haiti.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.
Mm-hmm.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.